turn the gray sky blue.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land. But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue. Cause I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, baby.
Next to you.
So desire.
Can't get next to you, baby. A little Temptation action. Woo! It's Ray I, the vocal vlogger, Matty G. KFNS 590. The Fan, once again, we're back. Flying by the seat of my pants. I got no papers. I got no ink pen. I got nothing. I just got my phone to see what time it is. And I've got Matty G. And I've got the vocal vlogger. So I'm good. Got a text a while ago asking where they can listen to the show. Go to my Facebook page. I've got a listen live link right there. And if you're in a city, just go to 590.
Live mobile on demand.
Demand, baby. Yeah. Ionia Outdoors in the Midwest Outdoors Studios. Got lots of information coming in from y'all asking about the food. Summersville, Missouri is where Zimmerman's Meat Market is.
Oh.
Great, folks. And a lot of response on the burger that I posted on Facebook. And what that is, the reason that burger looks like that is they don't put any scraps in your burger. It's meat. I didn't have any roast or any steaks made on my deer. I had burger and deer salami, of course, with the jalapenos, you know. So my burger, the reason it looks so red and nice, is made out of roast and steaks. That's what my burger's made out of. Now, I worked for processing plants before, places that process deer, and I've seen it all. There's really good ones and there's really bad ones. Reason a lot of times your burger smells and it's not good, they just throw the scraps in there. I seen them cut all around where the guys gutted deer and put that dried stuff in the burger. I mean, it's horrible. Not everybody does that, but you need to be aware of that. If your burger comes back with hair in it, it's real blue, purplish, and blood runs out of it when you cut it, it's not good ground burger. That's why that burger was awesome. There was no gamey smell, no gamey taste, no nothing. The deer was taken care of, and you get your deer. Another thing that happens sometimes, you take care of your deer, but then some idiot drives around with one in his truck, not gutted, and it's hot, and 70 degrees, and then they get behind at these processing plants. You end up with his deer instead of yours you took care of. That can happen, but that's not always the case. But you're always asking us why we're always talking about food. Why not? It's what we do. We're the best at it.
Yes.
Yeah. And we always talk, we don't always, but many times on the show, we talk about different restaurants and places we go. And we've got one that we're going to talk about this morning. Vogler Wagner?
It's Klein's Down Home Cafe at Rosebud, Missouri.
Yep.
And this place, the building's been restaurants since 1947.
Wow.
But
who are the current owners?
It's Dave and Pat Klein.
Okay.
And in 2003, they bought this place, and they start expanding it. And the one thing you're going to notice, the parking lot's always full.
Yeah, great food. I went out there when we did the deal in St. Clair, the Truth of the Outdoors. I took my buddy from Tennessee, originally from Louisiana, Scott Davis. We went out there and ate. And I ate breakfast out there with Ralph Duren. Breakfast is phenomenal. And for dinner, boy, the country fried steak that they make?
They make country fried steak. Oh. Their steaks are all fresh cut, you know.
And I love it for breakfast. I mean, I absolutely love that place for breakfast.
And dinner's...
Dinner's incredible.
And unbelievable.
Let's talk about the good stuff. She sent me pictures. I saw those. Oh, my.
They make desserts.
Oh.
Nobody is going to walk away hungry from this place. And they're all homemade. You know, people go, that's a homemade cake. It's not perfectly...
That glass... thing that they got
that rotates them.
Oh my gosh.
A few years ago,
sinful.
You're gonna laugh, but this little boy got his first deer and he was so excited telling everybody about it. His dad didn't get a deer, but he got a deer. And I sent him over this piece of chocolate cake.
That's pretty cool.
And
that's nice of you.
This thing was almost 8 inches high.
Wow.
And to set that down in front of him, he just looked and his eyes just exploded.
His eyes exploded? I don't know. It's kind of graphic.
But these guys have owned this place, and they've added on, I think there's 1, 2, 3 additions. And
where's Rosebud? People listening,
Rosebud
they don't
is
know.
On Highway 50 between
like west
Gerald
St. Clair, right?
And Owensville. Yeah. If you go Highway 50.
Yeah. That's out there by your farm.
Yeah.
You eat there all the time.
All the time.
They haven't run you off yet?
No. Because I do consume their cinnamon rolls.
I love going out there and eat. I love the food.
These cinnamon rolls were almost the size of a plate.
You know, and you all have heard me talk about it here. You can only eat so much of this fast food or chain restaurant stuff when you can go to a neat place. We always talk about in all my writing and all on the radio, when you go to a rural area, look for where all the pickup trucks and all the vehicles are.
And that's what this place is.
It's always like that.
This place is always packed. That's it. And
they have a website?
It's Klein's. Let me go back to the website. It is kleinsrestaurant.com.
So we want to tell our listeners, good food, good place to go.
And
locally owned.
Locally owned.
Mom and pop operation.
That's an understatement.
Good food.
Great food.
The service was good every time I was there, too. I was pretty impressed with the service.
It's extremely quick. And now they've added this large portion on the back that can even fit more people in there.
Oh, my.
And they've had to keep it adding on because they needed more room. And the other thing, you go to kleinsrestaurant.com, look at the pictures of the food. And guess what?
He sent us some great pictures.
Those are also what they come out looking like. This isn't, they took a special plate. No, that's what they look like, every one of them.
Very good.
Every one of them.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. It's just a great place to go eat.
There you go. Okay, let's work for next year. We have our Christmas show, then we're off until January. Next year, let's work on restaurants and little cool places to eat for every show.
We have to do research. Yes.
We're just the guys that research. But great place to have breakfast. Anytime I'm traveling away, if I'm going someplace, like even if I'm going to North Missouri, I'd rather go out through St. Clair and go out 50 and stop there for breakfast instead of going up easier route because the food's so good. Where's the Vogelbacher?
I don't know. We'll wait. You said it'd just be a second.
Vogelbacher? You're supposed to be reading... Let me pour myself another cup of coffee. Do you see the look on his face when he ripped his headphones off?
It was priceless. I'm a little concerned. Is he okay?
I don't know.
Because we just had come back from break.
We better call some professionals because I ain't giving any mouth-to-mouth. Are you?
I don't know.
Clear.
He might be on his own.
This could be history. At least he didn't do it on the air. He went out to the hallway to do it.
That's better.
Yeah. That one time he passed a kidney stone on the air. It was pretty bad. Another time he was in a diabetic coma on the air. Remember the girl looked over and says, is he dead? I said, no, I don't think so, but...
Just poke him with a stick.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Vogler, you're up. Now this is good live radio. Play.
Adjusting on the fly here.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I could talk about, but now he's supposed to be reading his
stuff.
This
is his segment.
This is his segment. So where's he at?
Wow.
Unbelievable. You got anything you'd like to talk about, Matt?
No, I'm actually pretty good. Pressing buttons. And
Was your biscuit good this morning?
The biscuit was good this morning, as always.
So
I actually got to eat before the show. Usually I have to I'm busy show prepping and all that, and here we are.
Well, I don't think he's going to be coming back, so let's just go ahead and take a break and play a bunch of commercials, and then when he gets back, we'll...
We missed you.
You all right?
Yeah.
You don't look all right. How come you're so white around the gills? You know, the part about you leaving, I thought you was having a stroke because the way you was dragging your leg. Are you all right?
Yes, here in Missouri.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he just jumps right into it.
We're going to go to break here pretty quick, so you better hurry.
Chronic waste found in Franklin County.
Ooh, that's not good. That's bad news.
That's bad news.
Bad news.
Missouri Department of Conservation offers Missouri River Eagle Day in Kansas City. Missouri Department of Conservation seeks public input for Four Rivers Area Plan.
This is neat.
They want our input. They want us to talk to them.
In 14, 15 years he's been on the air here with me, I don't remember but one time where he got up and left like that.
So, I know. He just up and left.
He just ripped the headphone off.
Right.
His eyes were real
big. See ya.
That third cup of coffee helped my morning constitutional.
Wow.
I didn't need to.
I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that.
Did you look like a Japanese bomber? Next one.
Go ahead.
No. One more. We got to go to break.
Missouri seeks input for Four Rivers Area Plan. And Missouri seeks input for the conservation areas in Osceola, Missouri.
Hey, Matt, how long has it been since I said, you suck, Vogelbacher?
I suck big time. Right. No, not really.
Let's take a break. When we come back.
I'm clipping that.
We need to take a break. We got a lot of show yet to do. Look at those pictures, that pie. Hey, we'll see y'all on the other side, baby.